Texas AG blocks federal gun sale rule, citing executive overreach. Austin, Attorney General Ken Paxton secured a landmark legal victory for gun owners, preserving an injunction that prevented enforcement of a Biden administration Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms and Explosives, ATF, rule that unlawfully sought to violate Americans' constitutional right to privately buy and sell firearms. For decades, Congress has deliberately protected the ability of law-abiding Americans to engage in private firearm sales. In doing so, Congress narrowly defined who qualifies as a dealer to prevent federal agencies from overreaching into private, non-commercial transactions. The Biden-era rule attempted to upend that framework by broadly expanding the definition and threatened to subject hundreds of thousands of law-abiding gun owners to presumptions of criminal liability for engaging in constitutionally protected conduct. This unlawful rule exceeded the authority granted to the ATF by Congress and represented a direct violation of the Second Amendment. In May 2024, Attorney General Paxton led a multi-state coalition to sue the ATF over the unlawful regulation. Attorney General Paxton obtained a temporary restraining order followed by an injunction against the rule that prevents enforcement in all states party to the lawsuit. The injunction identified that the ATF rule likely violated federal law by requiring that firearms owners prove innocence rather than the government prove guilt, which could trigger civil or criminal penalties for conduct deemed lawful just yesterday. Now, the Trump administration has moved to dismiss its appeal of the preliminary injunction, ensuring that gun owners will continue to be protected. The Second Amendment is a cornerstone of American freedom, and I will never allow it to be undermined by unlawful federal overreach, said Attorney General Paxton. This Biden-era rule was a blatant attempt to violate our Constitution and criminalize law-abiding Americans for engaging in lawful private firearm sales. I am proud to have led this coalition to stop it, and I fully support the Trump administration's decision to abandon this appeal and restore the rule of law for gun owners across the country. To read the order, click here.